Oh my God, I'm so tired. Every bone in my body's aching. That was a long day. I haven't had a day like that in a real long time. No, it feels good to get your hands dirty every now and then. That's the sad thing about owning the ranch, is that I never end up having to do any of the real, like, heavy lifting anymore. Well, yeah, 9% of the time it's just paperwork. All the ranch hands get to have all the fun now. And I'm sitting there getting out of shape and old in the office. It's nice to actually get my hands on, yeah, just touch things, touch earth, you know? Put my hands on the soil. You know, help them in the hay line and stuff. It's just sad that it took someone getting sick for me to get out there. No, I'll try. I think I should be out there at least once a week. That's all for my health, for my well-being, generally. The problem is, I feel like I'm getting too far removed from land, honestly. That's the thing that I was tied to that. You know, this land's been here. It's been in our family for years. Hell, honestly, God, I believe it was like, wasn't it homesteaders? We were homesteaders once upon a time. Yeah, we got a parcel of land, you know. We're homesteaders for years, ain't we? I mean, now there's like a city not too far away, and you know, life is built up around here, but it's the same old. It's, you know, things haven't changed that much in 100 years. I mean, things have changed a lot in 100 years, but they haven't at the same time, you know? Well, still got water. Every now and then, bison come onto the property. You know, things haven't changed. The change in small ways, but change in big ways. Change is slow out here, but I like it. I think it's perfect. I think that's why Montana speaks to me. Genuinely, I don't think I think I've been blessed because not too many people end up, you know, having real roots in Montana. And people think it's just like a flyover state. It's just like a place that, you know, they think the big sky is a gift between New York and LA, but ain't that way, you know. That big sky's to look at. That big sky's full of stars. That big sky's beautiful. You know, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it in the world. And people miss out on the splendor, on all this open glory. You know, I feel ashamed for them. I feel true pity. True pity for people who can't come out here and look up at the sky, because it is something else. Ain't nowhere in the world like it. I believe that with my heart. I'm truly, true and honest, I believe that. I don't believe there's nowhere else in the world just like this. It's just here. It is right here, you know. And we're the blessed people who get to live here. Oh my God. It's lucky. It's lucky. Every day I gotta remember how lucky I am, you know. Got a beautiful wife. Got wonderful children. Got more land than I can see in one gaze, you know. Like, I can't even see the property line from my balcony. You know, that's a crazy thing to realize. And there are people who don't even have an acre of land to their name. And I can't imagine. I can't imagine living in a city. I can't imagine being boxed in, squared in by neighbors. I mean, I think it's nice that it's like a 4 minute ride to the to the neighbors. I mean, it's a little bit faster on a car, but you know. You want to use a car and take a poor horse's exercise out from it? No, that ain't right. Mean, speaking of which, I think I'm gonna ride out tomorrow and go talk to the neighbor, actually. Yeah, I think there might be a problem with coyotes again. Generally, I don't know. The sheep have been acting skittish, and when the sheep are acting skittish, you know, there's usually some reason for it. They can steal something I can't. I think there's probably other coyotes. Maybe got puma back in the area. It's not bear. It's out of season for bear. Bear's still sleeping. So probably maybe puma, maybe big like a big mountain cat or something, or maybe coyotes again, and certainly not wolves. Wolves ain't coming around here no more. So probably coyotes. We haven't had some in a while. I mean, since I put down the fencing, that new fencing has been real good. Keep them out. And our dogs are real good about it too. They've been all the money about it. Yeah. I don't know. That's a couple weeks out. I think we're gonna have to take the cattle in. I want to go out for the drive, honestly. I know you don't want me to. You think I'm too old for it now, but I still think I can lead it if it's up to me, honestly. But I don't think it's up to me anymore. I think it's up to you. It generally is up to you about most things. I learned that lesson real fast. Yeah, if you want a happy life, you gotta have a happy wife, and that's wholly true here. I ain't gonna do nothing you ain't telling me I can do. Yeah, I'm a smart man. That's why I'm happily married. I ain't gonna marry a fool. I knew that when I proposed to you. You ain't marrying no fool. Yeah, I ain't no fool. That's why I ask you every time. I ask you because I know if the answer is no, answer no. I ain't gonna fight that. Yeah. Behind every strong man is a doubly strong woman, and that holds true here. That holds 100% true. I ain't gonna fight that for a second. That's why I love you. You got a sternness and a firmness. Yeah. And a ferocity. Yeah. Yeah. I love you too. No, I don't know. I'm not feeling antsy. You got me hucking and chucking too much about outside. I kind of want to go out on the balcony and take a look, honestly. If you come with me. I mean, you got to put on something a little bit warmer. It's a bit chilly out there still. I can wear my jacket. I ain't against that, sure. Yeah. I just want to go outside and take a look at the sky one time. One time before we go to bed. Yeah. I'm all for it. All right, let's go.